Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Poke check, slap shot, high stick, score. One goal, plenty. Who needs more? Last night, the Boston Bruins beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 1-0. It is Boston that'll meet the Vancouver Canucks on Wednesday night in Vancouver to begin the Stanley Cup Finals. Joining me to preview those finals is Helene Elliott of the LA Times. Welcome back, Helene.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
The Bruins somehow managed to get by Tampa, which appeared at times to be the better team. Are you surprised to see those on-again, off-again Bruins in the finals?
I am a little bit, yeah. I mean, during the season, there were some ups and downs, and you kind of had to worry a little bit about Bergeron and little things here and there. And Tampa just seemed to be one of these upstart teams that, I hate the cliche, team of destiny, but they were really playing that way. And Roleson, I mean, 712 years old, or looking like it some days with that beard, but slight exaggeration, please. You know, you kind of think, gee, maybe they're the team that's going to sneak up on everybody, but the Bruins really gritted this out. I mean, Tim Thomas was terrific. They got exactly what they needed from the role players. Chara was incredible. I mean, this was a very impressive effort.
How do the Bruins match up against Vancouver?
I think Vancouver is better. I know that's heresy, and you're going to be setting off the fire alarm in my Boston hotel for saying that. But I think maybe I'm a little biased. I see the West a lot more than I see the East. But I think the Canucks are deeper, and I think the one edge where the Bruins may have is in goal. I think Thomas could be the key for the Bruins. And you know, Luongo seems to let in one bad goal a game. And that means that the Bruins, that means that the Canucks have to score at least two in order if they're going to win. So there's a lot of intriguing matchups here. It's the Cam Neely series, I guess. You know, he's played for both teams. So it's going to be fun.
All right, here's your chance to shine. How many games do the finals go, and who wins?
I don't want to break your heart, but I am going to pick the Canucks, and I'm going to say six.
Helene Elliott covers hockey for the LA Times. Honesty prevails once again. Helene, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.